spent the cash made a trip to the region. But I want the people in the audience to turn your program over and take this scripture with you home. But still, I have a boss, Most High, and I. And he gave me a scripture to read to you today, to apply it to your life as our forefathers did many years ago. The revelation that Jesus Christ gave, that God gave to John in Revelation 22nd chapter 12, 13 and 14. I like to read. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according to his work shall be. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they might have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gate into the city. This, take these words, God bless these words that I have read. Take them and apply them to your life, brother. O God, our help, in days of time, our hope for years shall sure end this moment last. God, come home. Praise your Father in the name of Jesus. Yes. It's our level known how to come at this time. Come, our Father, thanking you, Lord, for the many blessings that you have allowed us to receive. Thank you, our God, and Savior, for last night lying down. Thank our Father for this morning, very soon. You come by our old sleeping couch and touch the body once again, that it might have life. That our Father, as we rose from our couch, we was able to close our faith. And we stop by now and say, thank you, Jesus, because you've been good to us. And our Father, as we moved around from room to room, we looked around and the family circle was yet broken. And our Father, as we moved on, we saw a table prepared for us and food upon it. So we say, we thank you, Jesus, because you've been good to us. And our Father, while he was on the highway, you made yourself we ask you to come with us all the way from Alabama and brought us safely home once again. We thank you, our Father, for all the years I've been that has never shared today our God in remembrance of our old forefathers who've been gone a long time.
Yes.
Now, Father, this evening we thank you, Lord, now, God. So come on in the door, come in the house now where it's dedicated to thy service.
Yes.
Oh God, if you don't stand up while the Lord thanks you, right. I want you to come on and drop a warm coal that it may run from fire to fire.
Yes.
Hear our cry this evening, our Father, and bless our needed soul. Oh, when you're under our Father, is somebody. Oh, thank you. Somebody is calling on you at this hour.
Yes.
Won't you, Lord, to call and move the heart of the Lord, I need the pain, Lord. Oh, yonder where our love is laying in the heart, fill away and will.
Right.
Oh, God, if it is thy will, hear the Lord that it may go on. Oh,
God,
Jesus, not only him, but all of those that have faith in you. Oh, God, Son of God, when our head is locked down between our shoulders, will God, sometime we walk in stress. Sometime we pass somebody by the wayside and we kill a little man. Bless the sons of our Father.
Yes.
That who loves so much, so much of yours in this side, that I shall do something.
All right.
Something that will be remember us this evening, our Father, in all walks of our life, our God and our Savior. Let the men that declare your word to live in down our Father and guide and direct him in his paradise. Let all of our ministries, all those that are not coming in sentence. Our Father, won't you, Lord, to take us? Oh, and bring him by the hand. Lead on, our Father, that you feel lovely out of the water. Oh, God, create us and renew us. God, our Father, and when we are about to get to the water, when we go down the side of the river, just stick our sword down.
Yes.
When we are apart, for yes, for yes, when we go into our rooms tomorrow,
yes,
when we close the Bible and we can't sing the song for thine and the Lord, oh, Jesus, take us by.
Yes.
All right, bless your name. Remember my unto you. Setting in arms this evening, Lord. For you have taken care of me when I was in trouble. Well, if it gets a little small now, just get it short. But oh God, God,
all right,
hold them by the hand here. Be a doctor, boy, and be a husband, our Father. Be a children, Lord, and be a pillar, our Father, when she will lean one way. Oh, God, we beg you to step in with our mighty power. You have gone down the sheer side of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Save you, our Father, to meet us in that night. Lead us on to the other side, where we won't have to cry anymore. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Take us now, Lord, and use us as our happiness. Take us now. In the name of the gospel.
Thank you. me, but their spirits are coming over us. And can you imagine in your mind, animals sitting around? They are welcoming you here this afternoon. As a little child, first I was reminded of our service this morning, that those things come. I'm reminded of some of those 13 ladies that I remember, two of the elders, Aunt Laura Nichols, not Lucy, not Mary. On one occasion, I remember being a little girl, we passed by Aunt Mary's house, and I started to turn me back to him, I guess. And I saw that she had a bunch of chickens in the yard, and I begged Mama to let me ask Aunt Mary for a little bit. Well, we went on home, and I agreed with my mother, so she didn't go back the next morning. Yes. I don't know why it was, but when I was a little child, I couldn't really ask for something. I have to come. I said, I'm going to come to a certain number, and I'm going to play it. I went to Aunt Mary that morning early, and I stayed there quite a while. I guess my mother was wondering where I was. I was playing with those little kids, and Aunt Mary was there. And I got to nerve enough to say, Aunt Mary, please give me one of those little kids. And I'm sure he was happy to give me one or more. But she gave me that little kid. That was something. She told me that she loved me. She welcomed me there to let me play with those little kids. On another occasion, Aunt Laura used to be a little in Holland Park down in the hill. I don't know whether Mr. Grant remembered or not, but he and I were over when he made the best of me up in bus. Aunt Mary, Aunt Laura, got on me up in bus. And she asked me to wait, and she went back to me, back to me. She had a good slight sweat. That shows that she welcomed us. And I'm sure, as we go through life, we are able to welcome each other. And I'm sure many of you now looking down on us and seeing how many grandchildren that she has. We're sorry that some of them have left us this place. But we are familiar today, and I'm welcoming you here today. Enjoy yourself like this. It's your last time with you. And our reunion, okay? And let me give you this little toy with you. And I'm sure you will be welcome here. Look to this day, for it is life. The very life of life. And it's a brief course. By all the graces and reality of joyfulness, the gift of growth, the glory of action, the splendor of achievement. For yesterday is but a dream, and tomorrow is only a dream. But today will still be every yesterday a dream of happiness, and every tomorrow a vision of hope. Look well, therefore,
Thank you. of the book that has been extended to us. We follow Christ by the grandchildren of Sons by the Father. It is the same as the Father that a grandfather of the Christian deals with his father. Not necessarily in him, but a response of his faith. So when Christ heals the Barber's family out of his father, that is your word, ladies, whether you hear nothing to you or not. You hear this, but you do not know. But these things are different. He spoke of anxiety and suffering last year. This year's minds are developed before us. We have been kept, not out of suffering, but in the midst of suffering. But just being kept is important for this example. Now we are ready to place the fact that suffering is always the effect of wrong thoughts and wrong directions. Our answer to the cross, that is, in God's mind, we have come together for the second season. To commemorate the Father's life and pray to continue to get the right direction for our family. There are a lot of things we can do by words or even by an act. Others can see and be gracious help. Good ideas can never produce bad results. Again, we are scheduled by the relationship. And to these people, to these friends and others, we appreciate your hospitality. For the breakfast, after the Barber Grace Society service, we thank you. We hear there are other things in store for us. No other home will be, but those in the will of the Barber to live. Many of us have known extended families to get attached to, but we need to get together. So we go around making up our own family. So it is good to be here once again. We get to share an unforeseen thing to getting here by land or air, but we are here. And it is in families like these that our hope is that make us feel proud of our heritage. We gain this by carrying our weaknesses and strengths. Our institution to take on a momentum right now. Smaller families in this group to get themselves together, so over a breakfast, dinner or lunch, but not interfering with the original regular schedule of the school, but talking over our common problems in small groups and making it sharing of our sense and worth. Several cousins have talked to me this last year about last year's program. Some of them have said, please give God next year. So you're not alone in your plans and sharing today. Let's give ourselves the boost we need and the stimulation this would be for survival. Can we have a plan and program here for the next year? Much good has come from this group. Others are willing to join our efforts. And other families included in this program, these are ideas for consideration. These get together are stepping stones to the improvement of this family. We need to emulate gentle age, there will be a calm, peaceful, softly, loving hour, like the setting of the sun. Our life will be done. But hopefully, the Bible will live on, and we can all stay in our lives. Establish the truth of God's blessing. May it be long, in each next year, and in the years to come. And let us always think of truth as the man in the heart. So it is.
And if I missed anybody, I'm talking about the history of that great lady, Mammy Judy Boss. If you have noticed a photograph, not everybody can make a good picture. Some people are more photogenic, they say, than others. And therefore, they make a picture that receives compliments of those who pass by and see it. But consider for a minute the photographer who made it. He has you sit up tall and he says, turn your face so that he can get the contour and the better part of you will show. And then he gets the exact light to put on your face so that it glows. And he tries for the sharpness of an image. This is the photographer. And while all in all, he's simply trying to make you look good outside. Now, I'm going to say a compliment to somebody. Somebody that some of you know personally. They had a chance to touch hands and to shake hands and to sing together and pray together. Some of you heard about her. Some generations now far removed from this lady. She was related to some of us by blood. And here she is, Mammy Judy Boss. I've always felt that I knew that lady for some reason. She can be seen here and she sat up talking. She was as clean. She was clean looking by the standards that we said, oh, somebody was real fine or they were so dressed. And the lady has a pleasant looking face. And it seems to be all aglow. Now, all of this helps me pass judgment on Mammy from looking at the outside. But I stopped and I wondered, what kind of woman was she? What was she really like? I've read that she was born in 1820 and she lived to 1912. And that made her 92 years old. I heard once this scripture that said, and thy days shall be long upon the earth or in the land. On the land. And then I thought of another question. Was Granny a Christian? Bless you. What points to evidence and fact that she really was a Christian? I didn't get to see her. But dating back in some history books and in some newspapers, we found one thing. She helped to start a church, and it was down on Noisy Bright. And hi, darling, Noisy Bright is way down. Noisy Bright is down towards Park Grove Church. And that was a school. Granny had to be a Christian or she wouldn't have tried to help the people start the church. In Acts 11:26, they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. I read that and I thought about Granny. What kind of a woman was she to have mothered 13 children? Here you are, these baskets, we made a little symbol and said, here is Aunt Lucy, here is Matty Sue. Those little baskets represent those 13 girls. And Nanny helped to make them. She thought of the idea. That's Lou Ellis, our cousin. Granny, blessed to have observed her teaching these girls. Granny must have handed down some good things to us, because I want you to know that some of the things that Granny taught those children passed right along to you through your bloodline and through my bloodline, and we practiced some of the things that she taught those girls, these 13 girls. Think of yourself now. Think back about some of the things that you do that's just like a mom. I didn't say it was all bad and all good, but it's just like them. They'll do that. And I've talked personally with some people about some habits that you fathers, we fathers have. Well, they were blessed to have observed her teaching. Much which has been handed down to the present generation. Some of us are so strong. Some of us are so driven. And many of us are so fierce. Many of us are so patient. And some of you are so wise. I could just go on and on. And there are some other things that we are. But in 2 Chronicles 22:3, I found this. For his mother was his counselor. Aunt Lucy, the elder. Mother Annie Jones. Harry and Anthony, remember I told you those right here? Is there a member of that family that would raise your hand? To you, I will present this basket at the end of the lesson. It's to go home. Thank you.
highway to the thing that we got. My dad and my brother. But it gives me great honor to do the best of this stuff. Because when you look beyond the clouds, God's there, and you are trying to do that destiny. I hope you think of James over there, because I feel like he's a man of God. I feel like James is on his way. So, without any other form of doing anything, it wasn't good enough.
Had a